Well, Marcia, it is Severe Weather Awareness Week, a time for everybody as we think about the months of springtime here in Iowa and into the summer that can be so deadly when it comes to tornadoes, severe thunderstorms, and flash flooding. And at the Pella Police Department, being a 911 communication center, you have a lot of responsibilities and duties when it comes to severe weather. There have been some big changes to the policy for the city of Pella. Give us an overview about what's new with the outdoor warning system, the types of warnings now that you warn for, more of the specific geographic kind of guidelines that you've been set up to, but ultimately what people should be listening for if there is severe weather in the area.
Thank you, Andrew. We've made a couple changes to the tornado warning and added severe thunderstorm warning as well. The tornado warning is still, when a tornado warning is issued, that includes the city of Pella. And I enhance that city of Pella with we will be warning within consistent with the National Weather Service polygon that that they distribute when, like when you see them on TV. So the tornado warning, if it's for the city of Pella, it's in that polygon. We will activate the 9 sirens or throughout the city of Pella. And then the addition is that severe thunderstorm. So if there's a severe thunderstorm that's issued by the National Weather Service that includes winds of 70 miles per hour or greater, and or the indication that golf ball size or larger hail is within this storm. So we've expanded not just a tornado warning, but include those criteria for a severe thunderstorm warning.
One of the big changes to the outdoor warning system that people will notice during severe weather is that the sirens aren't just going to sound once if a warning is longer than a certain amount of time. And we'll hear that at the first time during the tornado drill, correct?
That's correct, Andrew. I want to point out that during the test on March 24, and during an actual threat or an actual warning, the siren will be repeated every 10 to 15 minutes. And this is a siren of about 3 minutes. So again, it's going to be the siren will be repeated every 15 minutes during the entire duration of the threat. The one change that there is that I do want to point out to folks is there will no longer be an all clear. For those of you that recall historically, when the National Weather Service would issue an all clear, the city of Pella would provide an all clear tone. That does not happen any longer. So, again, I encourage you to tune in to KNIA KRLS, and as the conditions become more favorable and are no longer a threat to our community, that information will be passed on to you. But the police department will not activate an all clear in the future.
So yes, the opportunity to listen to those 9 sirens comes during, well, many people might be listening to this during the statewide tornado drill. That's a great time, and I know that you do monthly tests as well. Talk about the importance of an outdoor warning system and how people can help you make sure that everybody who's outside can be warned and get to shelter for any of those warnings that you just mentioned.
Absolutely. I reiterate that we test our outdoor warning system the first Saturday of each month. And that gives citizens an opportunity to kind of hone in on which siren they're going to listen to, which site that they want to listen to, particularly if you live between a couple of them. And as well, on March 24, we're going to participate in the statewide drill. And there, too, hone in on which siren site that you want to listen to in case of a severe thunderstorm warning or tornado warning. So that gentle reminder that this siren system is designed to alert people when they are outside of their homes, working in the yards, participating in sporting events or just in enjoying what we generally do, and that's that springtime and summertime weather. So the sirens being activated is primarily for those people that are outside and are not receiving the alarms via the television or radio. So if you hear the sirens inside, you're definitely very, very fortunate, very lucky. If the sirens are activated, we encourage you to take shelter. We refer you to KNIA, KRLS, as they activate their severe weather action team. And we all work together to keep citizens safe. So we'll monitor the conditions as they unfold. And we do communicate with the National Weather Service as well as KNIA, KRLS. When we test the sirens on the first Saturday of each month, not only do I encourage the citizens to listen for one particular siren that they'd like to focus on during an actual event, but if during that testing process the siren does not function, please call the police department at 641-628-4921 and let dispatch know that the siren didn't work properly so we can get timely repairs.
Well, and, you know, we've talked a lot also on the other side that you are a 911 dispatch center. So oftentimes in these events, you're receiving all sorts of different kinds of calls, especially with some of the recent ones, right? The Vermeer tornado comes to mind. Last year's derecho, we had a lot of widespread damage in our community. What is the best way for people to prioritize their phone call because they need help, maybe from a police officer or the fire department or ambulance? Obviously, for any emergency, you want them to call the emergency line, but for damage or things that may be impacting public works and so on, there are other means to call as well.
That's correct, Andrew. Folks with damage that is going to require public works during business hours, you know, Monday through Friday during the business hours, can call public works directly. If it's after hours, the police department fields all those calls for the city departments that aren't staffed after hours. But we encourage folks, if someone's injured, by all means call 911. If there's something that's going to impact that safety and it's very timely, call 911. We do ask additional staff to respond if severe weather would happen to hit and cause damage to the city. So we would get additional staff in here to help with the phones. But by all means, call 911 or go ahead and call our business line at 628-4921. And we'll definitely take your concerns and field your concerns and pass them along to whoever needs to get assistance to where you are.